Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of KFWF Radio. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer, Chelena Set, that currently resides in Southern California, your stunningly stupendous student of stupidity, Ozzy V. And in our course of stupidity, we do have correspondents throughout the nation. First in the North Bay is Greg. Say hello, Greg.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. And in the East Coast, the man with the hat.
What's up? What's up, everyone?
His name is Daniel Shine. And the other voice you heard, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, can you go on? What do you hate?
I hate the fact that you just like made Dan move and you didn't even ask him. Dan's from the Dirty South. Come on.
Yeah, I was a little confused, but I went with it anyways. So
I thought it was more East Coast because we always talk about Eastern Pacific time, so in my head. So I apologize. So
Atlanta
Dirty South, as requested. We have Dan Shine, and then of course the producer that you just heard as well. Gentlemen, how you guys doing this week?
Doing good.
Excellent. We're gonna jump in this week. We got weird news, a fantastic work story that I cannot wait to share. And of course, a deep question where not only we get to pick the TV universe we'd like to live in as just an extra character, but a TV universe that we'd pick a role for ourselves to live in eternity. I'll elaborate on that further, but first, we're going to get started with weird news. Now, the first story comes from London, England. This man, a 45-year-old, met somebody on the website meetup.com. Now, you might be thinking, there should be no problems with meeting somebody online. Unfortunately, this individual claims that days after the date, he developed flu-like symptoms and mouth ulcers. He was later diagnosed with herpes simplex virus, which is not good for him. He fell into depression, all this other stuff, had to go to therapy. He's suing for 136 British pounds, which converts to 168 US dollars, which is including 100,000 for therapy until the age of 79.
Wow.
Okay, so the pretrial began in February, due back for a hearing later this year. So this is still out, so we're not going to know if this guy... Man, could you imagine the precedents set if a court rules, oh yeah, you got to pay this one. Of course, the accused is just claiming this is frivolous, denying everything. I think the guy just, you know, hooked up with somebody afterward, and he's just trying to get what he can. What do you guys think about this? Do you want to be able to sue people for STDs like this?
Well, I just want it to be on the people's court so that in the announcement they're like, yeah, in today's case of the perp with the herp.
45-year-old fitness instructor thought he was on a romantic date. Little did he know with the mouth ulcer.
Damn it. See, if I'm going to do that voice, I can't be like Sylvester. I gotta be tough for that.
Legally, this one's dead in the water. There's no way. 100%.
But of course, it's in London, so there'd be nothing in the United States, but still, like,
ooh, yeah,
or it'd still be pretty big.
Who's to say they didn't sleep with somebody else? Like he said, I mean,
exactly.
There's no way to prove it.
Yeah, and he's also a fitness instructor, so I wouldn't be surprised if he was like maybe hit on the next day, or like, you know, and.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, like that. That's
maybe someone didn't. Maybe someone didn't wipe their machine down properly.
You know what? There's a small chance, but hey, there's a chance.
What do you doing? At the same time, I want to know what you're doing to that machine.
Well, that actually, so check this out. If you think about it, so let's say because when I work out or whatever, and I have sweat running down my face, and I'll have sweat in my beard. Sometimes I'll go like this just instinctively to wipe the sweat out. And, you know, I'll dry it off my shirt or whatever. But that's as I'm here. I just have weights here. So I imagine somebody didn't wipe down the machine because they probably did this, something like this, and put their hands on the machine and then didn't wipe it down. Or they wiped it down with a towel, but they didn't wipe it down with any, like, disinfectant or anything. And, you know, that's probably what happened. Man.
That's why Todd's no longer welcome at Planet Fitness.
Okay, so next one. It's going to be a domestic one here in Columbus, Ohio. Now, the city has been named for the individual, this moron, that actually couldn't read a map. However, this past Thursday, June 18th, the city announced a statue would be removed. And a Columbus resident is going even further and started a petition to change the name of the city to Flavortown. Not only to pay homage for the culinary, pay homage to the crossroads of culinary, you know, cultures or whatever people, there's a big food town apparently. And you know who was born there? Guy Fieri.
There we go.
In Columbus, Ohio. So this guy's like, let's honor one of our own instead of a guy that didn't know how to read a map. I am 100% for this. And there is going to be a petition included in the description of this video on the blogtalk.com website, Blog Talk, Flesh Wound Radio. You can get the link there. You can sign this petition at the time of this recording, actually, as of 4 a.m. on the morning of April 21st. It was around 16,000. I'll just do a quick check to see where the petition's at right now. It is currently at 17,808. This is as of 1:12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's climbing. This is awesome. Like, it initially, when I first read the article on Thursday, when this petition dropped, it was like a few thousand, and now it's grown to 17. And when you pull it up, I mean, at least right now, you pull up the petition, and it's just numbers keep adding and adding. If we can get a Flavortown USA, oh my God, that would be the greatest thing ever. What do you guys think? You guys should all be for this. Everybody should be for this.
It's time to rename everything. Let's give everything cool names.
No, I do not want to live in Borg Street and all that other bullshit.
When I become president, you're going to be living on
Borg Street. Oh, jeez. I'm lucky I don't ever have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the preliminary offices before you get to the main.
I'm going
to
stop
seeing you tread water there before you move on.
Dan says,
everyone wears a hat. Dan, it's going to be my Dan first says executive he's run.
But all I got to do is release clips from any of our other shows. Please run, Dan. Dead in the water.
Now, I just hope they're big popcorn fans and they can get that popcorn seasoning Flavacol, because then for your phone calls, you can have Flavacol in Flavortown.
Oh,
great. Just double endorsement.
That's where the factory has to be moved. Wherever they make Flavacol has to be moved to Flavortown.
That's right.
Seems like an easy fix. Okay, so last one. This is pretty fantastic. So, soap operas now are returning to being filmed. First one being filmed back in L.A. is The Bold and the Beautiful. Now, the writers have been editing scripts to remove any scenes where the cast are less than 8 feet apart, not just 6, but 8 feet apart. They're trying to keep them apart. So, and they tried removing the romantic scenes. But when they removed all the romantic scenes, the show was flat. So here's what they're doing is in the scenes where they need to be up close with an actor for these love scenes, they'll be using the actors or actresses' significant others or a blow-up doll. We will see a blow-up doll in Bold and the Beautiful. Or maybe it should be Blow-Up and the Beautiful.
Wow.
Bold and the Blow-Up?
This is Todd's love life now on daytime TV?
Did you ever think, I mean, of all the like post-apocalyptic things, you know, you thought you were going to happen, I think I've elaborated that it's like seeing people wear masks, like, you know, for such a prolonged amount of time, like throughout the world or whatever, kind of seems futuristic to somebody that's played video games. Greg, I'm sure you agree to a certain extent. So to see that a soap opera will now include a blow up doll, I think is a clear indicator that we are in some sort of Grand Theft Auto, or I'll even go Saints Row type video game or some other whatever, to see a blow up doll on a soap opera. Kidding?
There was I believe, baseball game where in the stands, it was an international game that the stands they had blow up dolls in the stands.
Massive, huge.
Does this Does this segue into movies? Are we going to get like the next 50 Shades with like a blow up a ball gag in its mouth or something? I mean,
I'll
like,
say what? I wouldn't be surprised if the Wayans brothers came out with a 50 Shades parody with a blow up doll.
They already didn't come out with a 50 Shades parody.
Did they?
50 they Shades of Black.
Not a blow up doll, but they did.
But also, I hope they don't cheap out. At least they get like the model Dan has for the
second. Shut up.
Shut up, Todd. It's a limited edition. There's only 100. I have 57. I have the number 57.
Is it like that 6 of 9? Is that the one you got?
Todd? I'm just going to say this right now. She's still real to me, damn it.
I love how, if you're unfamiliar with Star Trek, I mean, I've never seen an episode. I'm familiar with a few names. Todd's just building up to our TV land deep question, so to speak. Now, so the thing about these blow-up dolls is that there is one reported cast member, they did start filming, and there's one reported cast member that's suing one of the blow-up dolls because of contracting herpes. It's been a big issue. So we'll see how that turns out. Okay, so first question of the night, and of the week, rather. And if this is your first time listening, there's going to be a song played after the question that has something to do with the answer. It's going to be twisted, in my mind, at least. But hey, it's all meant in our quest for stupid. So here we go. Featured on the album Some Girls, the 1978 single Miss You was the last song to date from what still active rock band to top the Billboard Hot 100? Once again, featured on the album Some Girls, the 1978 single Miss You was the last song to date from what still active rock band to top the Billboard Hot 100? And song you have here, Greg, I know you're going to hate it, but it's going to be fun. From Ice Cube is Raider Nation. We'll be back in a few minutes with the answer.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, are you ready for some football? You ain't ready for no football. You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders. It's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders. Are you ready for some football? You ain't ready for this football.
Ah! Here we come, baby. Just win, baby. Feel the storm of the cold autumn wind, baby. It's the Oakland Raiders. Get your mouthpiece. You in the black hole with the black beast. This ain't black gold. This is black silver. Commitment to excellence we deliver. And we'll play past regulation. It's the invasion of the Raider Nation.
Raider Nation. Let's go. Let's go. Raider Nation. Let's go. Let's go. Raider Nation. Are you ready for some football? Yeah. You ain't ready for no football.
The Raider Nation is united. When they see them pirates, fans get excited.
Get excited.
The opposition get quiet. When I hit the field with my eye patch and my shield, the silver and black will attack, will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
The silver and black will attack,
will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation,
let's go, let's go.
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 Raider Nation,
we are,
Raider Nation,
we are,
Raider Nation,
we are,
Raider Nation,
we are,
Raider Nation.
Just win, baby. Just win, baby. Just win, baby. Just win, baby.
featured on the album Some Girls. The 1978 single Miss You was the last song to date from what still active rock band to top the Billboard Hot 100? Song I had playing from Ice Cube was Raider Nation in reference to Raiders of the Lost Ark featuring a large boulder, or rather a rolling boulder or a rolling stone, because the correct answer is the Rolling Stones. Oh man, that felt good. I could feel the groans like being transmitted to me telepathically, and I picked it up. It was like I was a radio station, or y'all radio stations broadcasting your frequencies, and I picked them all up, and it made me feel good. And later on, we have songs from the Smithereens and ZZ Top, but right now we're gonna get started with a work story. Greg, I'm gonna let you take the floor first on this one, if you'd like.
Yeah, sure, no problem. So this one's another cruise ship story. We were in the Bahamas, and at the time, there were some good 18 to 20 foot swells in the ocean. So it was a little dangerous for us to get into our port. So we just did circles, and we weren't able to dock that day, unfortunately. Now, we did have plans to do a boat drill for the crew. So they were going to learn to lower the lifeboats, things like that. Now, the thing is, when we circle like that and they have the stabilizers out, the ship leans to one side. So we're going in circles. Ship's leaning heavily to the point where things are now sliding across the deck. And I'm walking around thinking, this is great, because I know everything that's going on. Not taking a moment to think of how the guests feel at the time, because, like, no one's really up while I was up there. And then they see the crew going to lower lifeboats with no announcement to the guests. So then a few guests who are up there getting their morning coffee are freaking out, going, what's going on? Are we sinking? And I was like, no, we're all good. Like, trust me, like, it's all fine. So it was great. Just to have that moment of clarity. And yeah, it was just a good time.
Oh man, that's excellent. Yeah. Now, Todd, damn, no pressure. You guys got anything?
No.
I have a cruise story, but it's not work.
That'll work. I'll take it.
Oh, you'll take it? All right. Well, so my family and I were on a previous cruise, and we won this poker thing where we basically got like the suite for another cruise. And when I say this was like, I want to say, and I could be wrong on the figure, but this was like several thousand dollars a day if you actually had to pay for the room. It was ridiculous. There was a hot tub on the deck. There was everything. So when we go there, I mean, I'm looking at this thing. I mean, there's a piano. I mean, it's just like, oh my God, it was amazing. So there's, and Greg, I'm sure you probably kind of know this, but like when you're like, I guess, VIP, whatever they call it, there's like a special room where you get hors d'oeuvres and everything. And I mean, they have caviar. I mean, like everything. So I find myself, and you know, you guys know how I dress and everything. So I find myself in the room with like these old dudes that have to be loaded. And they're talking about stocks, all this stuff that I have no idea about. But I decided to play a character. So I was a rich investor named Heinrich, and I spent, and they didn't seem to catch on to me, I spent about 45 minutes giving stock advice, which I know nothing about, to these old, I mean, these guys were loaded. You could just, so I'm sitting there, I'm doing my German accent and giving them advice on, and I don't know how I was.
Can we hear your German accent?
I don't know if I'm still good at it. I mean,
you brought it up. You have to do it now.
You pretty much have to.
I am Sean Heidenreich. I am, you know, I have been, investing for many years now. And, you know, yeah. There you go. I don't know. You put me under pressure, but I'm doing this bull crap for like 45 minutes. I don't even know anything about stock market, but you know, yeah, I'm like, you should invest in this. And they're asking me all the, just say it with authority. I was able to.
No, it's true. If you're 100% confident in whatever you sell, people are more inclined to buy it. I totally get it.
There you go. Well, there you go.
Good on you on that.
So yeah, nobody picked up on it.
Mm-hmm. Or that you know.
I appreciate you sharing your German accent.
Yeah. Well, it's better. I mean, it used to be better. Todd knows I've used that gimmick before.
He's trying not to say on the strippers, but he's on the strippers.
Oh, well, you went there. I actually was also the heir to an airplane company in Germany.
We should save that one for another day.
Excellent. I'm excited. All right. So years ago, I was starting a position in a new hotel. And the first week, I had to get a paper check before I could get the direct deposit rolling. And I was working in revenue management. So my boss tells me, go find the assistant general manager. They should have my check. So I go to them and I ask for my check and they say, you know what? I'm really sorry, Ozzy. I didn't see it here. You know what? It's actually under my legal name, probably Osvaldo. And then her face got beet red. And she kind of backed up a little bit. And she says, I'm so sorry. And I look at her and I know exactly what happened. You gave it to housekeeping, didn't you? And she just replies, please don't be mad. I was like, oh, yeah, because a guy with a name like Osvaldo can't be, you know, anything other than housekeeping. Who's this Osvaldo? That's got to be housekeeping, right? I mean, and then she's like begging me, like, please don't. It was not. Oh, no, that's fine. But just understand, I will repeat this story because I can't keep my mouth shut about this. And then I'm trying to, like, make her feel comfortable to laugh, but it's not happening. Oh, man. So, housekeeping right here, Osvaldo. Not even maintenance. That was the thing that pissed me. Like, I couldn't even get maintenance, just housekeeping.
No, well,
Osvaldo doesn't even sound like a name that could fix anything.
Well, since we're going to have racist stories, I got one.
Racist towards anybody.
Well, no, you weren't, but that was kind of racist on their part.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, so now you triggered one in me.
Okay, great. Todd's triggered.
I guess this would be a tail end of high school story. Tail end. After senior year, I still had some credits to make, so they sent me to a continuation school.
Okay.
Because I was over 18, I had to go to a certain one. Right. And I go there, I'm going to do it, and they threw me in, like, the ESL class, the all Spanish speaking.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, just automatic. I'm like, Jesus Christ, my name's Todd Alpha.
It's Loya. So you were thrown in the ESL class without it taking any tests or anything like that?
No, they just threw me in there.
That was me in the first grade. I was the first one. I was the first one to read in kindergarten the year prior. I was the first motherfucker to go in there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I understand this. But here's the thing. When I was in preschool, so my mom found this superhero dictionary, or it might have been my brother. I can't remember who found it, but I used to take this book with me to sleep. You know, it was a superhero DC Comics dictionary, and I think that's where my affinity towards DC Comics come from. But you would open it, and it would start with A, right? And you'd see tons of these comics that would emphasize items that started with the letter A. And, you know, same thing for each letter. And I was so fascinated with these pictures, I wanted somebody to read it to me. And my mom, her first language, my mom should have been in an English second language class. But, you know, I wasn't asking her to read all this because, like, it was too much for her and her eyesight wasn't great. So I brought it to my preschool because they had, like, a show and tell thing. And I was like, oh, they'll read it. Sweet. And then so the teacher picks it up and she's just like, oh, we have A's and we have B's and we have C's. And I'm like, you gonna read the stuff? And she's like, yeah, we can't for everybody. It's too much. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to do things myself. So I started watching Wheel of Fortune, which is probably the greatest tool to help a child read because you have a big, giant, colorful wheel that makes clicking noises. and then they say what letter they're requesting, and if it's there, the thing lights up, and Vanna White would touch or move the thing, and you'd see the letter. Can I buy a vowel? What's a vowel? Oh, it's one of these. Okay, cool. I get it. So day one kindergarten, I came in reading. Day one kindergarten. Another year passes. Day one first grade. Ozzy, you need to go to English second language classes. I didn't take a test. You should go. And I was in this class with people that could not speak English at all. At all. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Why am I here? Right. And then I realized that if, you know, we're looking everything happens for a reason thing. The lady, my teacher, I don't remember her name, but she was a Scottish lady. So when she was teaching us English, she was teaching us proper English. The people that were in the class didn't understand the concepts of proper English. But here I am already with the understanding of basic English. So I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to use this like an upgrade class. And I think that's why I'm like, when it comes to particular, you know, ways of speaking, I gravitate towards a certain way. I think it's because of this lady. I took advantage of it.
Made such an impact. You can't remember her name.
Touche. Touche. But everything happens for a reason, which, by the way, that's going to be a story for another day. Everything happens for a reason. But moving on, thank you for providing the stories. It's, you know what, it shouldn't be work stories or road stories, because if you notice, we have the weird news stories. So those are weird news stories that are out there. So it's more personal weird news stories that we're sharing. Personal weird stories is the new christening of this segment. So thank you for participating in the personal news stories for this week. Now, question we have this week is a science question. Now, this is going to be fun. Oh, man. I'm going to get some little dyes here. Glucose is a sugar formed by a combination of what three different elements? Once again, glucose is a sugar formed by a combination of what? Three different elements. What you hear right now from the Smithereens is White Castle Blue. We'll be back in a few minutes with the answer on KFWF.
Come on.
glucose is a sugar formed by a combination of what? Three different elements. Song I had playing was by the Smithereens, White Castle Blues, because White Castle was the establishment central to the plot of the film Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, starring Cal Penn and John Cho, spelled C-H-O for carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Oh my goodness! That felt good. That felt good.
Do you come up with these while you're coming on the can? I mean, is it like just it all comes together?
A combination of things. A combination of things. Actually, this one I thought of while I was getting my oil changed. I was, you know, going through questions, just figuring out which ones I want to use. And oh, this would be cool. Yeah. Because I saw it. Because the formula of glucose is actually C6H12O6. So it actually is CHO. So I thought White Castle's perfect because no one's going to make the John Cho connection.
So did you know that going in, or did you have to look up that it was?
Well, to be fair, when I was reading the question, it actually does say in the answer what the formula is.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, it was listed on there. All right. So the deep question that we've been alluding to all episode. Now, was what TV universe would you want to live in as an extra? And what TV universe would you choose to live in as the role for eternity? You get anybody want to kick this off, or you want me to go first? Or
wait, I do have a question.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
So when it comes to being in said universe, do all properties of said universe apply to you, or are you just you?
An observer.
So like if you kind of, you know, say you're in a different planet, can you breathe that atmosphere?
Yes.
You know, things like that.
No,
okay.
You become a part of that TV show's universe.
Perfect. Okay.
Just as an ancillary character, one not central to any plot whatsoever. You're just kind of there in that world.
Okay,
and then,
fair enough.
And then what role specifically? So it's like, then you have the complete opposite of you are in this. You know what I mean?
Got it.
So.
All right, cool.
Do you really want to kick it off, or you guys want me to go first? Because I'm ready to go.
Go for it.
Okay, so the universe that I'd want to live in as just an extra to see everything is because as I'm watching these episodes, I realize that it's a real life cartoon for adults, and that is Married with Children. Married with Children has the most ridiculous things that happen, and just, you know, complete cartoony. Like, I understand real life right now, kind of ridiculous things are happening, but Married with Children still, to this day, is still more out there than today, I believe.
And I actually just watched the episode where Al thought aliens were stealing his socks.
That's what I'm talking about. Still in 2020, that's still like, what the?
Brilliant.
That's one of the only things in 2020 that will make you say, what the hell? But yes, Married with Children is the universe that I want to live in. Now, in terms of what TV show I'd want to actually be as one of the main stars, I was really torn between two. One was either Rembrandt or oh my god, Jerry O'Connell's name in Sliders.
There you go.
So I pick one of the roles in Sliders, or I'm torn, that or Face from A-Team, because Murdoch's a little too crazy, guys. I don't want to be in that, you know, mindset the whole time. But Face, was awesome.
Original Face or second Face?
Well, second Face, because wasn't the original Face only the first season?
Yeah,
and he did not look like a face. There's a reason he was recast. I felt bad for the guy, but hey, I think I feel more at home in my personality being the face type character of just schmoozing somebody, getting what I need. Oh yeah, and then, you know, planning an operation like that. Yeah, I'd be down.
All right. When it comes to the environment that I would love to be a part of, I gotta go Looney Tunes. I mean, anything and everything can happen. I can get an anvil dropped on my head, which is why I had to ask that question. Because, you know, if I can't go through the craziness, what's the point of being there?
Exactly.
So, and if they live in that whole Toontown area, because we did see Roger Rabbit does live in that area, you'd also mix with different worlds of Mickey and such. So, no, by far, Looney Tunes would be the one to be a part of. And, I mean, it's kind of a cop-out to pick one person as my choice, being Doctor Who. Because you get to be reincarnated, essentially, several different times over. Get to go to different planets, get to see different types of issues and situations, different times. It's all around. Like, what an experience that would be if you get to plug into to that kind of a character, just to see everything.
I like it. And that's also why I laughed in our pre-show meeting when I said, by the way, no sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was garbage. That was gonna be
no show then.
All right, Todd Dan, who wants to go next?
Go, Dan.
All right, so extra and lead. So yeah, this one was tough because you think of some of your favorite shows and, you know, you realize, well, that wouldn't necessarily be a great life. You know, it's a great show. So I believe it or not, Doctor Who was on my short list, but I didn't go that route because you'd lose a lot of people. It's kind of a sad character in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was why I talked myself out of that one. All right. So extra, and I'm going to specify this would be a non-red shirt extra.
That would be, but that's all the extras.
That would, no, it's not. I would be an extra on, well, this goes over several shows.
Can I, so wait, show, Dan, before you finish, can I ask something that might help you, actually?
Sure.
Now, if he's, like, inserting himself into that, would that mean, like, he gets to be on the, like, main deck and he's, like, part of the main crew?
Yes.
Okay, that affects my answer too. So you wouldn't be a red shirt, you'd be like part of the crew.
Well, I was going to specify, I would be an extra on the Pleasure Planet Ryza, which was a theme throughout more than one Star Trek series.
Dan, you're going too deep.
Well, I can go as deep as I want. So no, there you go.
Specifically said, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm done on that. It, on lead,
a certain level.
On my lead, I would be John Crichton in Farscape, who tons of adventure.
Rules.
We said no. I'm following the rules. I'm the lead. I'm John Crichton.
Yeah, but you're picking obscure stuff that people don't know.
Farscape is not obscure. You piece of crap. Four oh seasons. Oh, a mini series.
I'm dizzy.
There, that
I'm
helps.
Dizzy. Holy shit.
Dan, this would happen when you keep talking. I just have to be.
Todd, we need a gif of his eyes getting big like that.
I was just
I've never seen his eyes get like that.
He's afraid.
Oh my God.
He's afraid because how are you obscure if you've got action
figures? Okay.
Oh, graphic novels. You've got a miniseries.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me explain. I think I know what we're...
Jim Henson Studios.
Okay, hold on a second. So maybe for me, Sliders was somewhat, you know, whatever, but I had the A-Team. Everybody knows the A-Team.
Everyone knows Farscape.
No, see, I will...
The only reason
I knew Farscape... You've heard of it.
Hold on a second. But the only reason I did is because I used to get, as a kid, I used to get catalogs from the Sci-Fi Channel for merchandise. And that's the only reason I knew what Farscape was. I'm being completely honest. And if had I not gotten those catalogs, I would have not known what Farscape was. And I only got those catalogs because I wanted to order merchandise from MST3K for Mystery Science Theater. That's the only reason I got those catalogs. So it took me, for somebody like me, to know what Farscape is only happened because I was getting merchandise from another show that happened to be on the same network. So that's the basis I'm going off of.
If and, I,
you know, maybe it is like, well, what's to say? Oh, so it's obscure to you. So that means obscure. Well, I'm kind of the one driving this Winnebago with wings. So yeah, I get to determine that.
If I said Lex, all right, that's obscure. if I said, you know.
Okay, Dan, it's already been deemed obscure because Ozzy barely knows about it. So I don't know.
It's got a comic book series.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I just have to mute it because it'll keep going. Speak, Ozzy, man. I'll unmute him.
Yes. We're timing out here. Dan, give me another answer.
All right. I'm trying to think of something.
You think I'll go.
Todd, yeah.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
If you have one, go ahead, Dan.
All right. It can't be obscure. Never grow old, and you get to live through all kinds of ridiculous situations. I would be, who would I be on South Park? Well, I don't want to be Kenny. I don't know.
You don't kill him anymore. Actually, Stan. You want to be Kenny because he's immortal.
You get That's to hang true. Out with your friends, never grow old. There you go. But Farscape isn't obscure. So go ahead, Todd. It's not. It is not.
You know what? In KFWF radio, where I'm the one driving this Winnebago with wings, I deem it obscure. You more than welcome to disembark the Winnebago with wings.
We literally discussed that the Nightmare on Elm Street series was too obscure. You think Farscape is not going to fall? So anyway.
Okay, Todd. Thank you. Okay. Moving on. Let's go.
Since I'm following the rules, I'm going to go with an easy one, which I'm almost kind of surprised you didn't do. And that would be, and also kind of to piss off Dan, that would be Star Wars, so I could hang out on the Millennium Falcon.
Wait, hold on a second.
It's not a TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be TV?
We're talking TV show. Because I'm saving
money
for another
week.
Well,
to be fair, there are TV shows.
Mandalorian.
Okay. You've got the animated.
Which TV show are you talking about? Because I haven't seen Mandalorian, but is the Falcon in Mandalorian at all?
No. Okay, that's fine. But I'm just going to roll up my.
Not watching it.
I'm just going to roll up my two. I'm just going to roll up my two then. The who I'd want to be in a universe was Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You'll understand that more later. And, well, then screw it. I'm just going to hang out in the bar with them if I'm not. Done.
So you just want to be an extra on the show, in that universe, and then also live one of the roles.
Yeah.
I'll take it. That's fine. Yeah.
You can't see that's obscure, Dan.
That's true. 14 seasons.
It is not obscure.
How many seasons does Farscape have?
Quality. How
many? That's not what he asked. He asked how many seasons does Farscape have? We can all Google it.
It had four seasons, and there was so much outrage that they didn't end that there was a miniseries.
Okay.
This is why I said to exclude sci-fi.
I thought you were kidding.
I wasn't.
I wrote it down in my diary later that night. Todd told a very funny joke today.
You got things like the Chappelle Show. That only lasted two seasons. That was genius.
There you go.
Was it canceled?
Comedy that, and Dave...
He left.
Because doing that kind of content, it's taxing.
And also the ultimate sci-fi knife in the heart didn't last long enough. Firefly as well. So, but again... I'm sure Ozzy's going to say
that's not obscure because it had a feature film.
Serenity?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How is that? There might be more people that watch the Farscape miniseries than watch certain feature films. I don't know how that,
But there's probably more people that saw Serenity than saw the miniseries for Farscape.
Probably, yes, on that. But no,
I'm glad we reached an agreement. Now, moving on to our final question of the week. Who is currently the only person to ever produce, direct, and star in two different films that won the Academy Award for Best Picture? Once again, who is the only person ever to produce, direct, and star in two different films that won the Academy Award for Best Picture. What you're hearing now is Cheap Sunglasses from ZZ Top. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the answer.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Her sweater's kinda tight. She had a West Coast strut that was sweet as molasses. But what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Shades of cheap sunglasses.
Who is currently the only person ever to produce, direct, and star in two different films that won the Academy Award for Best Picture? Song I had playing was Cheap Sunglasses by ZZ Top. Did you guys have any potential guesses on the connection?
Nope.
Like it. Okay. Todd, I thought you might. Excellent.
I was trying to figure out what mall kiosks sold cheap sunglasses or something. Yeah,
I know.
It's tough with you.
I know. I picked a song because if you look on the list of where cheap sunglasses is streamed compared to a lot of other ZZ Top songs, A Sharp Dressed Man, LaGrange, among others. I chose this one because I wanted people to focus on Cheap Sunglasses and not focus on ZZ Top because I played.
Wait, can I ask? Are we going to somehow?
Moving on. No, I'm now. I asked you missed your chance. So now because I brought emphasis to the ZZ Top, because ZZ Top was featured in Back to the Future Part 3, where Marty McFly needed to use the alias Clint Eastwood. For the correct answer, Clint Eastwood. Todd, is that where you're going as soon as I mentioned the emphasis on ZZ Top?
No. I was going to say that before that, but I was letting you finish speaking, then you said that. I was going to say it's a Back to the Future 3 connection.
But did you actually guess Clint Eastwood?
No, I didn't even start thinking about it yet. Because I was trying to.
You didn't know where it was going to go. It's like, okay, I know Ozzy. You're holding the map. You're thinking. You're looking around like Ozzy's here somewhere. I just don't know where.
If I would have had like two more minutes, I would have got it.
You had a whole song to listen to it, and you didn't do it. So that's on you.
Oh, we're not breaking kayfabe, I take it.
Well, we can't now because you say it. Live to tape. Todd. Okay, so I'd like to thank everybody for listening. We have reached full stupidity. I think we reached full stupidity in segment one. But hey, next week is going to be something that you're not going to want to miss. I had something that happened to me just yesterday, and the only person that's heard the story is Todd, because we recorded it immediately after it happened. It is truly unbelievable, and I'm not underplaying this. Todd, you've heard the story. Back me up.
I was going to be a jerk and undersell it, but it is.
Thank you very much. So, going to want to check in, because here's the thing. Next episode's going to air on June 30th. My birthday is June 29th. So it's going to be a birthday episode where we're going to have tons of fun. You're not going to want to miss this. So be sure to check it out next week. And always, wherever you're listening, just be aware. We're also on Blog Talk, Flesh Wound Features. We're on the Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, and of course the Patreon, where you can get exclusive content. You can see videos of our pre-show meetings. Now, if you want to see some live trivia, I'm every Wednesday so far at Griffin's Grill in Los Alamitos, California, beginning at 7:30, free to play prizes for the top three winners. Todd, Dan, Greg, you guys got anything you want to say?
Happy early birthday.
We'll get to that next week. No, I just want to you can say goodbye if you don't have anything else to say.
Oh,
Goonies goodbye. Never goodbye. Die.
Goonies never die. That's right, Todd, because right now, just remember, you're hearing this right now. Goonies are good enough. We're going to send you out with Cyndi Lauper, and we'll see you next week here on KFW Radio for Ozzy B. Remember, you're all good enough.